Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moab community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege, and especially today. Today is, of course, the fourth day of July. But this day here in the United States represents our Independence Day. That's the official title. Now, I have to tell you, I've been doing this podcast now for close to 5 years. And every year on the 4th of July, I cover the same topic. Because it's not just the 4th of July, it's the Independence Day. In 1776, 56 courageous visionaries put their lives on the line and signed the Declaration of Independence. In so doing, they created 13 colonies, standing up to an established country and its king. Think about that for just a moment. And I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity or really the privilege to sit down and read the Declaration of Independence, but it's pretty powerful. I think the conclusion is the most powerful language. I'll read it for you here in just the conclusion, not the entire declaration. It reads, "We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of the right ought to be, free and independent states, that they're absolved from the allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the power of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." Now I ask you, as you hear those words sound like the words of free men, do they not? Powerful declarations of allegiance to one another. But how many of us are truly free? We talk about freedom. We talk about wanting all kinds of different freedoms, freedom of time, freedom financially. But how free are we really? Not as many people as you might think are free. Even in this day and age when we talk about freedom, it's a real fun word to have kind of roll right off the tongue, right? I want you to declare your own personal independence right here, right now, today. There's a lot of independence that you might be lacking. And everybody listening to these words, whether you're listening to them live on this actual very special day, and by the way, if you live outside the United States, you could care less. I get it. I'm not here to try to get you to fall in line with something that we find very prideful nationally. What I want you to listen to, though, is the power of declaring your own independence. Whether you're an American, whether you're an Australian, whether you're a Brit, whether you're a Canadian, doesn't matter where you live in the world, every single man and woman on this planet has to declare their personal independence from something. Independence from tyranny. The tyranny of urgency, right? We're not talking about the tyranny of some king or some governmental force. I'm talking about the tyranny of urgency, especially from someone else, someone else's agenda, people telling you that you've got to do it their way, people forcing you to do certain things that you don't want to do anymore. Now, it's one thing to have a job and to have a boss and say, well, I have to do what they tell me to do. That's fine. But let me ask you this. How much longer are you going to take that? It's another thing to have the tyranny of somebody else pushing their agenda on you. That's up to you to declare independence from it by not opening your email or not responding to those text messages right away. Allowing yourself the time to breathe, the time to think, the space to be able to create, and do the things you came here to do. That's up to you. You have to declare your independence against that tyranny of urgency or the tyranny of self-doubt. How much longer are you willing to live with that crushing feeling that you're not enough, that you don't measure up, that your dreams are too big? Stop living under that tyranny. The tyranny of mediocrity, to play it safe, play not to lose. What if instead you play it out as big as you want it to be? You play to win. You play like a champion. You see, when you declare your independence from that kind of tyranny, all of a sudden you open the door for yourself to be the best version of yourself, to take the actions that maybe you've told yourself you couldn't take to this place, to this point in time. Maybe it's time to declare your independence against those belief systems, those behavior patterns that have held you back, served as the shackles around your ankles. You're no longer a slave, my friend. You're no longer under the rule of some tyrannical dictator called fear or self-doubt. It's up to you to create that declaration for yourself, of course. But why not right now, right here, today? What about declaring your independence from limiting beliefs? Think about what your beliefs are around your financial situation. Do you have beliefs of prosperity and wealth? Beliefs that you have the freedom to actually live the lifestyle you want? And by the way, when I say lifestyle, I'm not just talking about materialistic stuff. I'm not talking about the house you live in or the car you drive or the clothes you wear. I'm talking about the way you live. Do you live with courage? Do you live with certainty? Do you live in accordance with your values, your vision, your mission, and your why? Are you even clear on those things? That's the first step. It's not just about declaring something. Hey, I hereby declare myself free. Now you got to go out there and defend it, right? You got to show up to it every single day by changing your beliefs, changing your behaviors, and following through on them every single day. Independent from the limiting beliefs about socially who you are, meaning being independent of concern over what other people think, being independent over worrying about what they do or how they act or whether they judge you. Why don't we declare independence from that crap? Fight that war if you're going to fight a war. If you're going to go to war for your independence, go to war against the beliefs that you have to care about what other people think about you. Who cares what they think about you? Who cares whether they accept you? We don't live in caves anymore. We're not in tribes where we're running from saber-toothed tigers. It's about leading your own tribe, standing up and being a leader, seeing yourself as a leader and behaving as one every single day. That's something to declare your independence for. I'm declaring my independence against those limiting beliefs. I'm declaring my independence for my freedom to live as a free person, a sovereign individual, to have the self-esteem to shatter the shackles that hold us back and keep us prisoner to the fear and the self-doubt and all the things that hold us from doing what we want to do and living how we want to live. Declare your independence for that. Declare your freedom of time. Now listen, most people surrender their time. They think they're free because they're surfing Facebook or they're hanging out, doing whatever it is they think they want to do, but they're really kind of filling in those blank spots. They're almost saying to themselves, well, I have to do this because I don't have time, because I'm doing it on other people's agenda. Listen, use your time wisely, and you will get more of it. Make your choices wisely. Live life pursuing your dreams, your passions, your agenda. Declare your freedom mentally to think and act as a courageous, sovereign individual. Declare your freedom of life. Know that your time is now. Your time is right now. Right this instant is your time. You can choose to continue to listen to this message right now. You can choose to get off this call and go do something with the message, or you can choose to do zero. The choice is completely up to yours, but you have to declare your freedom. It's not just about declaring your independence. It's about declaring your freedom. Being independent is wonderful. Being free is completely different. That's a bigger responsibility, a bigger commitment. If you want time freedom, choice freedom, mental freedom, and life freedom, those are declarations that you have to defend every single day. And just like those 56 courageous men that signed the Declaration of Independence on this day in 1776, you have to be willing to die for it or die without it. Now, that might sound like pretty harsh language, but think about this. Not one of us is getting out of life alive. You will not live forever. That's the reality. The question is, what are you going to do with the time you have left? Are you going to live under the tyranny of somebody else's rule? Are you going to live under the tyranny of the self-limiting beliefs and the self-deprecation that you've had for all this time? Or are you going to declare your life a free life? Are you willing to die for the life that you want? You don't have to physically die, but sometimes you got to kill the old you. You got to kill that person that's been holding you under the thumb of self-doubt. You got to be willing to live fully and realize this. We hear this a lot, especially in the United States. Freedom isn't free. And it's very true. But don't allow it to become cliche. Freedom is not free, my friends. It is a choice. You have to fight to defend your freedom every single day. You have to earn it. It's not about sitting there with your toes in the sand, living the laptop lifestyle. That's not freedom. You got to earn that. You got to work your tail off to get to that point where you have the freedom to choose which days you take off, the freedom to be able to live according to your vision, your values, your mission, and your why. You got to defend that every single day. It takes hard work. It takes discipline. It takes a commitment to a plan. It takes being clear on what your vision is. It takes going out there and accomplishing the mission every single day. It's not about crossing the finish line. It's about finding the next rope you swing from, swinging rope to rope to rope, going from one finish line to the next. It's not a finish line, really. It's finish line, starting line, right? You finish one thing, you start stretching out to get ready for the next one. When we say freedom isn't free, what I mean by that is you got to earn it every single day. And the people that are really crushing it, they understand that. They feel it. And they say to themselves, man, it's so amazing to be on this journey that I've designed for myself. That old saying that entrepreneurs are the only people crazy enough to give up a 40-hour work week to work 80 hours for their dream is so true. But that's the choice. That's the freedom they feel. They would rather work twice as much for themselves than they would for somebody else. Why? Because they get to dictate the trajectory. They get to dictate the direction. And that's a pretty amazing feeling. That is true freedom. It's not about having nothing to do. It's not about having zero responsibility. It's not about having the bank account so full that you can't spend it all. That's not about all that hoo-yah dream and BS hype. The real freedom comes from waking up every single day committed to your passion, committed to your mission, committed to your dream. It's about waking up every day certain that what you're doing is fulfilling your destiny, fulfilling your purpose, not somebody else's agenda. And waking up feeling amazing, knowing that this is the course you chose. And so today and every single day, declare your independence. Make this the day that you draw the line in the sand. Make this the day you draft your resolution. Make this the day that you say, I will be free. I know that freedom isn't free, so I'm going to work for it every single day. However, when you live life on your terms, in accordance with your vision, and you put in the work, the sacrifice, and everything that goes into creating your independence, it will be the most amazing feeling. It's the gift that you give to yourself, a gift that makes an impact on the people around you, and a gift that nobody else can give you or take away from you. You and only you can declare your independence. So do it today. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. Go out there and have an amazing 4th of July. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far, and fly free, my friends. We'll talk to you tomorrow.